From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Top-level soccer officials are facing indictment in the U.S. on federal corruption charges. They include two vice presidents of FIFA, soccer's world governing body.
The 14 defendants charged in the indictment we are unsealing today include high-ranking officials of FIFA, the international organization responsible for regulating and promoting soccer, leaders of regional and other governing bodies under the FIFA umbrella, and sports marketing executives.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. She says the charges include money laundering, wire fraud, and racketeering. The Justice Department says the bribery scheme spans more than two decades. Another auto recall is being announced today. Ford is recalling nearly 423,000 cars and SUVs. NPR's Jason Margolis reports the latest problem is connected with power-assisted steering.
A potentially faulty electrical connection can cut off the power steering. That sends steering into manual mode, which makes vehicles harder to control. Ford says the problem has caused four minor accidents, but no injuries. A year ago, Ford recalled roughly 1.1 million vehicles, also with potentially faulty power steering. The company also announced today that it's recalling nearly 20,000 new Mustangs. Those cars can experience high underbody temperatures that can degrade the fuel tank. Ford says it's not aware of any accidents caused by this problem. On top of all of this, more than a half million Ford vehicles need servicing to replace potentially defective Takata airbags that can spray shrapnel when deploying. Jason Margolis, NPR News.
President Obama is heading to South Florida today. NPR's Giles Snyder reports he's due in Miami for a couple of Democratic Party fundraisers scheduled for this evening.
The events are intended to raise money for the Democratic National Committee. They're being held at the homes of two donors who helped raise money for President Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. According to the Palm Beach Post, one event will be a $10,000 a plate dinner, and the other will be a $34,000 per person discussion session. The president is expected to spend the night in Miami and then head to the National Hurricane Center on Thursday, where the White House says he will receive a briefing on preparations for the Atlantic hurricane season, which officially begins next week. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Internal Revenue Service says thieves have stolen tax information for more than 100,000 people. The IRS says the breach on its website was part of a scheme to claim fraudulent tax refunds. The information was stolen from an online system called Get Transcript that allows taxpayers to get their returns and other tax filings from previous years. U.S. stocks rose modestly in early trading today, recovering some of the steep losses yesterday. Right now, the Dow is up 108 points, the NASDAQ up 46, the S&P up 14. This is NPR News. Britain's new parliament heard the government's plans for power today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the Queen outlined the plans.
In her flowing robe and glittering crown, the Queen officially opened Parliament. She described the agenda for the new Conservative government, including a vote on whether to remain in the European Union.
My government will renegotiate the United Kingdom's relationship with the European Union and pursue reform of the European Union for the benefit of all member states.
For the last 5 years, the Conservative Party governed Britain as part of a coalition. Now the party has total control of the government, giving Prime Minister David Cameron a chance to implement his agenda without compromise. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
A U.S. appeals court has struck down an Arkansas law that banned abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The decision upholds a lower court's decision that had blocked it. The appeal said the Arkansas law violates a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy at a point before the viability of a fetus. The law had granted exceptions to protect the life of the mother and for pregnancies that resulted from rape or incest. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are in the NBA Finals for the first time in 8 years. Cleveland completed a four-game sweep of the Atlanta Hawks last night, 118-88, winning the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavaliers will play either the Golden State Warriors or the Houston Rockets in this year's NBA Finals. Golden State leads the Western Conference Finals 3-1. Game 5 is set to get underway tonight. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.